Blog Talk Radio.
Your trouble ain't over. Your trouble has just begun. You're walking in shadows. Your heart is on the run. You may know who I am, but you don't know what's mine. Call me the devil. Call me by another name. You're looking for redemption, but you call me just the same. I know all your dirty secrets. I can't cause your greatest shame.
Money, 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 money
Yeah. right. You're tuned into Crazy Nation Radio. I think my mic might be working. I don't know, but I'm going to shout it, crank it up and see what happens. All right, much better. Anyway, check it out. I just want to do that announcement real quick. This is Crazy Nation Radio. We'll play one more and we'll get to it.
Gotcha.
Blame it on the news, never tell the truth. Blame it on the Fed, reason for the debt. Blame it on the government. Blame it on the government. They always say that they won't, but I know that they front, cause they plan what they want, but they don't wanna make it seem easy. We keep on saying what we won't do, but you know they probably gon' do what you've been fearing. Now it's what you drinking, don't let it sink in. Shit that you eating, thinking we can't see what we could be if they press fast forward. Just one step to the new world order. Economy is fucked up, this is what they want. What they don't even care now, they were well aware how stupid we were when they busted in. Blame it on the news, never tell the truth. Blame it on the Fed, reason for the debt. Blame it on the government. Blame it on the government. Blame it on Barack. Blame it on Cheney. Blame it on the people who blew up the levee. Blame it on the government. Blame it on the government. See, they control the TV. And now I know that they tricked me. They just lying to me and they keep staring me right in my eyes. No telling what I'm gonna do. World, I would rather show you what you've been missing. Cause the last 9/11 was an inside job. It's what you drinking, don't let it sink in. Shit that you eating, thinking we can't see what we could be if they press fast forward. Just one step to the new world order. Economy is fucked up, this is what they want. What they don't even care now, they were well aware how stupid we were when they busted in. Blame it on the news, never tell the truth. Blame it on the Fed, reason for the debt. Blame it on the government. Blame it on the government. Blame it on Barack. Blame it on Cheney. Blame it on the people who blew up the levee. Blame it on the government. Blame it on the government. Who's saying I know what I do? Just by your look, keep on taking shots and never read a book. Just listen, I'm a receiver. Just watch and listen, make you a believer. I work for the NWO. People didn't you know it's going down, we gon' beat the world like judo. You know what I mean. So you get drunk and pretend it's a dream. So I made up a lie. Now I start World Wars and they're all by my side. All by my side. We wanna take all your lives. The deficit got bigger. You already knew what to figure. Had him looking at the president like, oh, that nigga. Blame it on the news, never tell the truth. Blame it on the Fed, reason for the debt. Blame it on the government. Blame it on the government. Blame it on Barack. Blame it on Cheney. Blame it on the people who blew up the levee. Blame it on the government. Blame it on the elitists popping bottles with the blood inside a cup. Screaming money ain't a thing, cause they make it all up. Just die, I hope you die. And to my revolutionaries who can see the truth is scary, but we'll fight until you're buried in the cemetery. Hold your head high, just hold your head high. You can blame it on the news, never tell the truth. Blame it on the Fed, reason for the dead. Blame it on the government. Blame it on the government. Blame it on Barack. Blame it on Cheney. Blame it on the people who blew up the levee. Blame it on the government. Blame it on the.
In creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
All right, there we go. Yeah, man. As you see, the topic of the night is let's go swimming in Houston, Texas. God damn, they get a drink of water. And they're still getting it pounded now. And they, you know, hey, it ain't the first time it's happened in Houston. It's happened before and before and before. And it's going to keep on happening. So it ain't going to matter. There ain't nothing you can do about motherfucking nature. That's just the way it is. And you have to live with it. That's it. End of that topic. Next. Next topic. Hey, let me get on this phone line. Let this brother in, because he's about ready to flip and blow a gasket. Somebody let him in on here real quick. Say what's up. Michael, what's up, my brother?
How you doing today, sir? You know, this is my first time on Blog Talk Radio, and I'm just calling into Crazy Nation Radio to talk to the guy named the host.
Is this your first time experimenting with drugs?
This is my first time smoking marijuana, cocaine at the same time.
Well, where the hell you been, man? This little boring life.
I can't hold a straight face.
Nah,
what's going on? I see you came on tonight. I see you came on. I said I'm coming on early before.
I'm just kicking back. I'm just fucking around. You know, Houston's underwater. I don't want to talk about that Chinese shit. You know, the fucking.
Nah, we're going to talk about Houston
shit
tonight. We're going to talk about Patricia.
Rolling into fucking China right now. You know, we're going to start some shit over there. You know, they better not fuck it up. I love Chinese food, man. Fuck it up for me.
Man, I love Chinese people, too. I ain't got nothing wrong with them, man. I mean, I'm not a racist at all. I mean,
Right.
I know. But like
they, I don't know what the fuck your deal's over there, man. Have you watched this? Have you been watching this shit?
What is on CNN?
It's all over the place.
What was going on again?
But I'm more concerned about the Houston floods. That's how important I care about
I want to kind of talk about it because Patricia is the strong, they say, the strongest hurricane on the Pacific coast of, I guess, Mexico right there. Because Patricia was a Category 5 with a winds of 185 miles an hour to gust to 210 miles an hour. But it's kind of like when it went across. When it went across, like, I guess, because when it hit inland, I forgot, I can't name them names, what Mexico, what part of the people, but I know
it wasn't as bad as they thought it was. It wasn't as bad as
because you know why? Because the land,
is fucking old already.
It's kind of rugged in Mexico. Like, if you're trying to take a whole hurricane across Mexico, that's like taking a truck full of dope, but I guess you can take a truck full of dope across Mexico. But that hurricane went through all that terrain and stuff. And how many miles is it from Mexico to the other side, like going towards Texas? I know it was coming up there towards past Texas. That's some pretty miles, and that's like what? 1,000 miles?
Afghanistan, Pakistan just got hit by a 7.5 magnitude earthquake too.
Oh yeah, it was 8.1. Now they changed it to 8.1.
They're showing here 7.5 CNN.
Oh, okay. That's CNN, Control news station.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, but it's kind of weird because you remember this guy? I don't know if you remember this guy. He's the Prime Minister of the UK. He talked about in March, I think it was March 24th, 2014, talking about we have 500 days to climate chaos. You remember that?
Mm-hmm.
I know you remember that, Ron. Don't act like you ain't. If you ain't remember, just say no.
Yeah, I did. I'm sorry, man. I was looking at something else, man. Sorry.
Okay. You remember that now.
Because
I do my homework. Now, you know me. I'm a conspiracy expert. Real talk. I do this. I take every day of my life.
Fatherhood.
And shit. This fatherhood. Yeah. Call me fatherhood. Yeah. Father Inspector General Hood. Cobra Commander.
Inspector Gadget Hood.
Inspector Gadget Hood.
Yeah, Inspector Gadget Hood. There we go.
Inspector Gadget. But the funny thing is that this guy, it was him and John Kerry. I forgot what he was at, but this was in March 24th of 2014. He said we had 500 days to climate chaos. So if you added the days from March 24th, that goes all the way to, I think it's September. It was September 26th or something, 27th of all them 500 days. Because for him to say that, that's kind of weird for him. And there are some other people, I got to look in, I forgot their names. They are talking about climate chaos. I mean, what is climate chaos? I know you ain't talking about global warming. Fuck a global warming. That's all a bunch of bullshit. You know, I mean, global warming. Huh? All
right.
But for that hurricane and the hurricane that happened here in South Carolina, it's kind of weird that you never really see no hurricanes over there close to the like, we're not for California, but on the Mexican border right there on the Pacific coast, you know, you really don't see them where they come back in there and turn back around like that, you know. They just try to head straight for Texas with all that rainwater and stuff. They think they about to get like 20 inches. They should be getting it now.
Well, they got to quit letting Jimmy play with the controls at heart, man. Every time he plays with the controls, he gets shot out of whack. You know what I mean? You got to adjust your antennas just right to get where you want it. You know what I mean?
What the crazy thing is about it, that HARP, a lot of people don't understand that HARP is multiple. You know, everybody talk about Alaska with HARP. But no, that's not the only place that has HARP. We got HARP down there. There's an island close to Antarctica that kind of sits right there, the border of the end part of Africa and the end part of South America. I forgot the name of the island that shooting these beams straight up here into the currencies of the low pressure and the high pressure. So it's kind of taking these high pressure and low pressures should be going out to the coast and coming back up. It's like it's keeping it stable. It's keeping it in the area that it doesn't supposed to be. It's supposed to only last a couple of days.
Right.
Well, it's kind of fun, though. I mean, I'm not an expert in this shit. I don't know. I'm going off my opinion of my research and what I kind of know. You know, this is my opinion. Not too expert into the weather, but I know about weather modification and weather manipulation with chemtrails and all that. It's kind of like, I don't know if that area, if you saw on the map, because I didn't look at that, there was probably spring days before that they knew the storm was going to come up that way.
Mm-hmm.
And so,
it's a weird setup. It's a weird setup around.
You know, they call me Jade Helm. You see how Jade Helm went so quiet?
Right.
You don't hear shit about it. That's kind of scary, you know. You got the internet talking 4 or 5 months before and got videos after video. I don't watch so many people come out videos with Jade Helm. It don't make no sense. That I think it was supposed to start July 15th, Jade Helm, you don't hear shit about Jade Helm no more.
Mm-mm.
And now they're saying they're going to push Jade Helm, kind of like keep it to, this is conspiracy talk, don't believe it. If you want to find out, do your research about it, callers or people listening, that they're pushing it to November 15th. So it's kind of weird. I don't know. I guess that's a psyop for, because that's part of weather manipulation too, man. They're taking it. And you know what? We're getting hit by other countries of what weather manipulation. We're not really doing it to ourselves. We are some parts and things. They just, there are other countries that's kind of pushing. But I don't know about this hurricane. I mean, it just seems like it just might, maybe it was natural, you know? You know what I mean?
All right.
What do you think, huh?
Have you seen this lately? This is a new thing came out. About the FBI chief cites Ferguson effect. Ferguson protests marked the year of outrage. The year of outrage.
No, I didn't hear that.
It says here, are cops too scared to do their jobs? And they're saying, yeah, they are. They're getting scared now. So they're going to armor them up now. This just came out 3 hours ago.
I guess, you know, most of the people that was in that Ferguson riots were paid for by George Soros.
Mm-hmm. Oh, here's a good one.
I mean, you had the
major budget deal struck. Major budget deal struck, Mike. As Boehner departs, supposed to say deal would raise debt ceiling. So they're going to get more money from the Fed. Raise the debt,
oh my God.
Can you pay off now, motherfucker? Wow.
How much money are you going to get from the debt, dog? I mean, we are already $23 trillion in debt. How much money? Where are they getting this money from, though? That's the million-dollar question. Where are they getting this money from?
It's $23 trillion now, $17 yesterday.
Maybe yeah, I'll drink.
Make a motherfucker want to drink, you know what I mean? How fucking stupid could you be? Why would you keep putting yourself deeper in debt and not take care of business? I think yesterday gave Trump the shoe in, but that piece of establishment don't like it. They want to fuck up.
Can't pay for that shit. Because Joe Biden. Who was the Speaker of the House? Joe Banner? Joe Banner said last year when we had the government shut down in, I think it was in October or something.
Right.
He said, you know what, we'll just keep pushing, kicking the can. How many goddamn times are you going to keep kicking the fucking can?
Fucking out, man. He's out of there. You know,
he left for a reason.
Nothing anymore. Remember, he fought with Obama like a motherfucker. But he probably just shut his fucking mouth. Good shit, motherfucker.
These people... Yeah, Braun, these people are setting us back for another 20 years, dog. Probably more than that.
Did my mom steal my weed? Where my weed at? My mama stole
Ferguson.
My weed.
FDA tries to deal with Ferguson effects.
The Ferguson effect was all part of George Soros. But the only thing I give respect to is some cats I know personally in the Oath Keepers. There's Oath Keepers all around this country. And there's some Oath Keepers that I know. I know the head person who started Oath Keepers. I didn't interview him on another show when we were talking. That he had some guys that came to Ferguson that was set up shop on top of roofs, looking out for other people's businesses. You know, these black folks. I don't want to paint this an issue because I'm not. Black folks, some black folks looked out for these militias and asked them to watch over their businesses, but then there was other folks out there in the city saying, why are you watching these people's business for? Why? You don't need to be here. You know, these people took their time and heart out here to go ahead and watch these business over these people without even asking for any money. You know, some militias, they're trying to help people, man.
Right, I'm gonna blow this clip up. I'll blow it up. We'll listen to this, man. All right, hang tight. Second, sorry, this bullshit deal with. Hold on a minute. Let's see what this motherfucker's trying to say. This is Chief of the FBI, man.
Incidents that involve perceived or actual misconduct by police that's captured on video and spreads around the world bends this line this way. Each incident that involves an attack on a member of law enforcement bends our line that way. I have seen those lines arcing apart in a lot of different ways. I actually see an example and a demonstration of that arcing through hashtags, through the hashtag Black Lives Matter and the hashtag Police Lives Matter. Of course, each of those hashtags and what they represent adds a voice to an important conversation. But each time somebody interprets hashtag Black Lives Matter as anti-law enforcement, one line moves away. And each time that someone interprets hashtag Police Lives Matter as anti-black, the other line moves away. I actually feel the lines continuing to arc away and maybe accelerating, incident by incident, video by video, hashtag by hashtag. And that's a terrible place for us to be. And just as those lines are arcing away from each other, and maybe, just maybe in some places, because those lines are arcing away from each other, we have a crisis of violent crime in some of our major cities in this country, and in those cities, in some of our most vulnerable neighborhoods.
Now, what's that bullshit all about? You see what I'm saying, man?
Why was he saying that?
Well, he's saying... But blaming YouTube, one thing, that's another one's getting a blame on this because of all this violent shit. They're saying violence in the cities. You're trying to say
YouTube is causing violence in the city?
No, they are. They kind of are. They're trying to say that. They're calling it the Ferguson effect. So the shit that happened in Ferguson, Missouri, People are just simply tired of the bullshit scams of the fucking cops and the bullshit. That's what, well, the sense makes it more dangerous for the cops to be cops. Even good cops. Some of the guys, you know, are really fucking out there, you know. That's the sad part about it. I mean, the reality is, you know, yeah, well, hey, the problem, the FBI really can't say too much about nothing because they walked into Ferguson and found us all bullshit anyway. They had, what was it? That two out of three people were on fucking probation in town. That's how tyrannical the fuckers were. Then the governor of Missouri then knocked down this, what do they call it, municipal court shit. They can't send nobody to jail no more, do shit no more. You know, more or less. And these little towns, these little municipal courtrooms and shit they got going on. These little fraudulent fucking scammers.
Mm-hmm.
But then, you know, the state makes money off them. They don't care if the state gets money out of their phones to them.
You just remind me of something, Ron. If you go to it's called NOSE. It's a cyber website which shows you parts of the world that's being hacked. And I looked at it a lot of times, and it's showing St. Louis, Missouri is being hacked than any other part of the country of America. So I don't know what that means, that St. Louis is being hacked more than any part of the country. That's kind of weird.
Right.
Why are y'all being hacked so much?
I don't know. Well, I mean, who knows?
Isn't it a banking system or something? Didn't the Federal Reserve move something to St. Louis?
I know. I'm sure there's a Federal Reserve Bank in St. Louis. I'm sure. Why not? Ain't they most major, you know, places? You know. Federal Reserve goes everywhere. They're like American Express or Visa. I don't know, man. It's ate up.
Pretty weird for them to tag y'all like that. They're being tagged left and right. It's coming from China or Russia, parts of the Middle East.
All fucking weird. Doesn't seem these things get more crazier than ever. More shit.
Yeah, it is getting crazier, and like right now it's kind of slow. It's not too much going on right now. It's kind of weird about
too. There's still shit going. There's a lot of shit going on. You know, think about it, man. We had the big hurricane supposed to hit, it never did. We got destroyers right now going into China Islands. You know, here's a video right here. Sun's oh, it looks nice. 41 minutes ago. Students found arrest caught on tape, officer under investigation. So, well, why don't you know, this is on CNN. Really talk about YouTube for motherfuckers.
I just posted a video last night talking about it's called RedTube now. Not RedTube, that's porno, so I'm sorry. I'm talking about Red. it's an obligation that YouTube has now that alternative news will not be on YouTube no more. If you want to put alternative news out on YouTube, you have to pay a subscription fee now.
Yeah.
It just came out yesterday. You need a video for it. That if you get any alternative news, anything, you're going to have to pay a subscription fee. What does that tell you? That they're shutting down alternative news for people. Most people now get their news from YouTube. People think, you get the news from YouTube? You're crazy. You don't look at the news, CNN. Most good news, if you want truth news, is from YouTube.
Right. Well, if that's the case, let's pay a fee. Then YouTube does pay for the, advertising content of your video. You know?
Well, they say if you pay for the subscription, you won't get advertisements or none of that. It'll just be you, whatever you do, and stuff like that. That's what they said.
Right.
You won't have to worry about advertisements.
Where YouTube's giving me money, you know? Clear a snake out of that.
Yeah, well, they'll give you money if you want to have laughing games and funny and be ha ha ha, goo goo goo, and stuff like that. But if you want to talk about alternative news, what's going on in the world, no, they can't do
right.
that. Not no more.
Right. Right.
That's crazy. For them to do that, talking about it now, that means something is about to happen soon.
Because,
you know, they want all information shut off the internet, period. They don't want no truth or information. I don't even know truth or whatever.
Reporting not that this is true.
Hang on a second, man. I'm trying to put this video up. Oh, this video. Mental Problems, Wolf Blitzer. Check this out, man. This happens 10:42 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. This is fucking Monday, isn't it? Here we go.
No, it happened before this video emerged on EYS. Our affiliate, the state newspaper, South Carolina, they're both reporting that this disturbing video shows what we see here, intense confrontation between a female high school student and one of the school's resource officers. And as I just said to the commissioner, Ray Kelly, the former commissioner, very disturbing. If there ever not an excuse for someone like this, the resource officer slamming this young girl's head to the floor.
Well, I don't know, Wolf, you know, if there's an excuse for slamming, but what happens is that, you know, this officer, and I don't know if this resource officer is a fully trained police officer or basically a glorified security guard, but, you know, the person is supposed to be removed from the classroom and doesn't want to be removed and doesn't comply. We're assuming that's what leads up to the violence. And at some point, if the police officer has to put his hands on that person, it's not going to go well. And that's just, you know, the lack of compliance accelerates that whole bad situation.
All right. This cop was just whipping this chick's ass. This happened about an hour ago.
Did he from South Carolina? Is it South Carolina?
No, let me pull it back. I didn't catch it.
So where he thought, I thought he said South Carolina. I can be tripping. I'm just trying to cook up some weed.
Yeah, that's cool. But no, this cop was throwing this motherfucking chick all over this room, tearing her ass up. It ain't going to play again. Fuck with me.
You know what happened before this video emerged from EYS, our affiliate, the state newspaper, South Carolina. This disturbing video shows what we see here, intense confrontation between a female high school student and one of the school's resource officers.
Stop, picks her up, throws her one way, picks her up, throws her the other way. I mean, across the room, man.
Said with the commissioner, right?
Oh, damn.
Yo, I know what's going on in South Carolina.
It's going straight up crazy.
Somebody in South Carolina, I don't know who it is, they're going against us, the powers that be. For some reason, I don't know who it is. There's somebody in South Carolina that's not going the administration that we have now that wants to go on. Because they want to start the race war here in South Carolina first, for some reason. Because, you know, South Carolina was the first lodge, Solomon with masonry and all that. South Carolina got a lot of history now.
Right.
So that's pretty weird. I had to look into that because we just had a school shooting three blocks away from me that there was a guy that was going to come in and shoot over 30 people at a school right here where I live at. And I'm waiting for it to this day. I'm waiting for it right now. South Carolina State will be shot at. That 30 people will be killed. You know what will be over? A racial motive. It will be all over racism. It will be a white person, probably mind control, MK Ultra, that will go into this school where I'm at, that will shoot up 20 to 30 black folks.
It says Leon Lott, Sheriff Leon Lott, whoever he is.
That bastard, that bitch locked me up before.
Okay, saw the video and was very disturbed by it. The sheriff and the school district will take appropriate action necessary once the investigation is complete. So, I caught this. That was just way fucking wrong.
Well, the crazy thing is that Leon Lott, you're talking about Leon Lott. I'm from Richland County of South Carolina. During the summertime, during June, they did house-to-house raids with the local police force where I lived at. They were going next door to people's houses and knocking on their door and telling this for I guess, domestic raids or something like that. That was kind of weird. Like, why are you doing this here? They're going to people's houses.
Right. Deputy Deputy Ben Fields will be placed on administrative duties. So he's, well, still got a job. If he fucks that poor girl up like that, wow. Crazy shit. What's this world coming to? One insane.
But the world, then, I get it. If we're talking about damn California. But you heard about CERN too, right, Ron?
CERN too.
CERN, you know, the Hadron Collider that's in Switzerland?
Right, right. Yeah, I think I heard a little bit of something about it. I can't remember.
Well, they got parts of what's going on. All this chaos that we see is going on is kind of part of them doing it. Because the next wave that they're going to start up the Hadron Collider is going to be 1,000 tail leads, terawatts, 1,000 terawatts. But, I mean, it's not like 1,000 terawatts here with our little electricity. This electricity, oh, my God, probably lighted the whole entire United States. On one volt. Think about that. They got this.
Yo,
CERN.
South Carolina is. You're right. It's off the fucking hook, man.
Yeah, what's going on now, man? You scared me.
Oh,
but what's going on?
I was scared. Up to 10,000.
What's going on? Tell me,
man.
I'm scared.
10,000 guns seized from a South Carolina home, sheriff says.
Oh yeah, I heard about that. Yeah, I heard about
this happened today.
10,000 a day?
10,000? This motherfucker had 10,000 guns in his crib, man.
Maybe some of my guns have been in that crib, too. Oh, shit, I need to call some folks up. Let me call my militias up. I got to call my captain up.
This has got to be played. I couldn't have any other way to play this motherfucker, for real.
All right, play it, Ron. I'm putting my level beat.
Jesus, man, shit. Wow, man, that's crazy. Sorry, the tip of Thorby's den with a great South Carolina home.
I hope some of my
friends
is not in that.
Now, 50-year-old Prince, no. Nicholson is behind bars on charges of possession of stolen property. And Thorby's are still sifting through between 8,000 to 10,000 guns, trying to determine where they came from. Chesterfield County Sheriff's Captain Daniel Scott said, there were so many guns in the home and the storage building near that investigation had stopped counting after a while. Chesterfield County Sheriff said Jay Brooks told the Charlotte Observer, there's so many guns, they were filled with multiple tractor trailers. There were so many guns that they filled multiple tractor trailers as the season of raids.
Well, we got a lot of militias down here, too, though. I don't want to say
no,
too much, but we got a lot of militias.
Fucking bear. This was
but what
bear.
Part of South Carolina I was in?
Say,
I think it was Huntsville.
Chesterfield County.
Chesterfield, okay, that's probably about 2 hours from me. That's a little bit upstate. Yeah. We got militias here, though. I don't know what's going on, but something's going on behind the scenes here in South Carolina that hasn't come out yet. It's going to come out, though. Maybe I hate to live here. I always thought it was boring. I guess everything is wrapping up now. Maybe I need to leave.
Started to pick up speed here in South Carolina.
You know what? I've been trying to put it together. South Carolina has a rich history. Because, you know, back in the day, South was like the Confederacy. They were Democrats, right? And it kind of made me think about the Charleston shooting. I don't want people to think, oh, these people, like, it's fake, it's a hoax. I'm trying to think that it might be a hoax, that it can get people all riled up, that the Obama administration is really taking out the Confederacy. Confederacy was Democratic, but it seems like now the Democratic is going against the Confederacy now. I don't want to think that Republicans have something. Why would the Republicans have something to do with the Confederacy down here in South Carolina?
I don't know.
It's weird.
It's crazy. It's exactly. It is strange.
because my other house, I lived 10, about 20 minutes away from the state house capitol where they had the Confederate flag, and we was fighting for that since the 80s, really trying to get that down. And now this happened, it just came kind of weird, like, this guy, Dylan Roof, was set up to go do this, man. Some people say, nah, he was set up by white supremacy, KKK. Nah, I think he was set up by, he was helped, he was trained to do this by the government officials. Not no KKK and none of them boys. These were the top dogs.
Right.
That think tanks, you know, think tanks that know how to think. It's called the high, what's the dialect, the Hegelian dialect or something?
Reaction, solution,
whatever you say how it is. Reaction, solution, whatever the fuck that shit is. But that's what they're trying to do. You know, they're trying to get South Carolina up route first. But
right,
see, people down
right.
here.
Right.
Yeah. But see, down in South Carolina, everybody white and black come together. And that's what they couldn't stand. And that's why I think they. That, yeah, yeah. But the reaction didn't work down here. So they used that Jacquees, whatever, her hurricane, and used weather modification to send that spray. It looked like a damn, like you spray the fire extinguisher, a fire extinguisher. It's like it was spraying at the tail of the hurricane, just straight on South Carolina, not North Carolina, Georgia, right in our faces for almost a week and a half, every day.
Right.
Heavy rainfall. Didn't even stop, not one bit.
Here's this clip for your gun collector, your South Carolina gun collector emporium. You need guns, you go to South Carolina. Don't fuck around about it. It'll be right up there. Come on, you motherfucker.
Taxidermy, ammo, you name it. Is in here.
From guns and ammunition to stuffed deer heads and chainsaws, many Pageland residents watched in disbelief as detectives hauled all of this stuff out of the home of Greg Nicholson. It's scary. It's up close to home. Chesterfield County deputies say they've investigated Nicholson for weeks now, and they received a warrant Friday evening to search his home. When they looked inside the shed, they made the shocking discovery: 10,000 guns, most of them stacked to the ceiling of the storage shed. Investigators believe Nicholson was buying stolen guns and hoarding them. Detectives say they found even more stolen guns in this liquor store they say Nicholson owned with his father. They say they also found guns in his father's home.
Wow.
Well, there were so many weapons. Chesterfield County Sheriff Jay Brooks loaded buckets and buckets of guns inside his own vehicle and transported them to headquarters. Officials also gave Chalada a tour of the inside of the home. We found piles and piles of stuff in every room of the house. Authorities in Union County say Nicholson was also on their radar. They actually arrested him this morning. Officials say they found guns on him.
I think 30-some guns, hydrocodone.
Nicholson was transported to Pageland where he faces charges of possession of stolen goods, but more charges are pending.
Yeah. Avid hunters, you know, they're avid hunters. All them deer head and shit. Wow. What a trip. That's the way you do it. Well, I'm going to take a quick break for a minute, man. I know where you went, so let me throw a song up and kick back for a minute.
Yeah. I'm from the Indians. Welcome to pilgrims and to the buffaloes who once ruled the plains. Like the vultures circling beneath the dark clouds, looking for the rain, looking for the rain, just like the cities that stagger on the coastline, and a nation that just can't stand. and much more. Like the forest buried beneath the highway, never had a chance to grow. Never had a chance to grow. And now it's winter. Winter in America. Yes, and all of the hills have been killed, sent away. Yeah, but the people know it's winter. Winter in America. And ain't nobody fighting, 'cause nobody knows what to say. Save your soul, Lord knows, from winter in America. The Constitution, a noble piece of paper, with free society, a struggle, but they died in vain. And now democracy is a ragtime on the corner, a hoping for some rain. It looks like he's a hoping, hoping for some rain. And I see the robins perched in barren treetops, watching last ditch races marching across the floor. But just like the peace signs that vanished in our dreams, never had a chance to grow. Never had a chance to grow. And now it's winter. Winter in America. And all of the hillers have been killed or betrayed. Yeah, but the people know it's winter. Lord knows it's winter in America. Nobody knows what to say. Save your soul from a winter in America. Nobody knows.
mellow out a little bit over the radical things that are happening on our planet. I don't know if I still got him on here, but Michael Hood's in the room with me. He must have kicked back to do something else and get it together.
No, I'm here.
Are you not? All right, man.
I had to roll me a blunt up and take some garbage out. Take some garbage out.
Oh, there you go, yes. Absolutely. Isn't it legal in South Carolina to smoke that stuff nowadays, or what's up with that?
Well, yeah, we smoke, man. A lot of it's been coming in. It comes in from Florida and stuff like that, but, you know, there's people around here, I don't really want to say no names, there's some white folks around here that really get it in, and they bring in cocaine and marijuana, and they're a pawn shop. They're a pawn shop, yeah. I ain't gonna name the pawn shop. We can go get cocaine at it.
Look at the guy with the guns. His daddy owned a liquor store, man.
I don't want to talk too much. I don't want nobody knocking at my door
anymore.
He's living
a fat white boy's dream. He's living a white fat boy's dream life, man. All that money coming all the time, hustling all that shit on the side, bought all them guns, 10,000 guns. How much money that motherfucker had in guns alone? Jesus.
10,000 guns.
You know,
I don't even have all
the guns.
You think he really had 10,000 guns? That's a lot of guns.
They're loading tractor trailers, man. I'm serious. Nice shit, too. It's a nice shit.
So he had some nice guns.
Yeah, he did. Like, damn it, man.
So he had automatic,
fucking
like,
full of pistols and shit. You know?
Oh, damn.
I told you, man. Yeah, that's crazy. Everything I watched on CNN was all South Carolina. That's all the news they covered was South Carolina. This is some crazy
Damn,
shit.
South Carolina is like, because I didn't even watch the news in a couple of days. You know, I'm all on alternative news. I get all my news from YouTube.
Right.
But I didn't hear about that. None of my subscribers that I know, like Dabu and everybody, they didn't talk about it. They didn't really bring it up. So that's kind of weird. 10,000 guns. He must
knew
something was going on with the government.
That drunk chick that ran and killed those people. That car?
Oh, that's
you catch that one? The parade crash? Oklahoma State crash? That's Rick's father. Ben's daughter is kind, loving. Of course. Just kill four motherfuckers or whatever. No, let's see here. Attica's her name? Camber? Comber? Attica. No,
so she looked kind of crazy in her damn, what's it called, pictures when you go to jail?
Mugshot. Yeah, I see it sitting up here on the board.
Yeah, mugshot,
The father of Attica Chambers, he plowed into a homecoming parade over the weekend, leaving four dead. Once people know his daughter isn't the person prosecutors are training her to be. Chambers faced a court count of second-degree murder. Yeah, four counts of second-degree murder. She made a court appearance Monday via closed-circuit video during which bond was set at $1 million. I just want people to know that Attica is a kind, loving, caring person, and she wouldn't have done this purposely. I just don't believe in my heart her father, Floyd Chambers, told reporters.
Oh, Lord. Another crazy bond.
She was drunk, you know, or whatever. You know.
To all the conspiracy guys, that's not a false flag. That was real deal.
Yeah.
Somebody was drunk. But I don't know, man. The news is like a fucking circus right now, man. Well, I'm going to tell the true fucking truth. I'm going to press on this one. Y'all motherfucking Americans are fucking stupid. You're fucking dumb. You treated your kids, you didn't teach your kids a goddamn thing what the fuck is going on. You had people back in the 60s and 70s and early 50s that told you what the hell was going on, and people still didn't. You had Myron Fagan. He's old, up in his 70s and 80s. You had John Todd. There's a few other people that was back in the 60s and 50s, and they was in their early 30s, telling what the hell was going on. We didn't listen. We didn't give a fuck. The only people that we can't blame the New World Order are these elitist people. We need to blame our fucking selves because the information was out there for us to know the whole goddamn time.
Oh, yeah.
Still is.
And we sit around here playing Bootsy, playing with the little hands fingering in our pocket. Like, oh, man, oh, I need to go this and that. I need to make this and that. It's good to make videos, but know why you're making videos, but a lot of people don't even know, even watch the videos. They sit around, what are you talking about? You get your news from fucking CNN? You get your news from YouTube? That's what they tell me. A lot of people tell me, damn, you don't watch CNN, MSNBC, and Fox News? You don't get your news from there? No, motherfucker, I don't get my news from fucking CNN, CBS, and all that bullshit. No, I don't. See, one thing about me, Ron, I went deep into conspiracy, dog. I could take you deep. Anybody that's on this line, they will listen to, I will take you fucking deep. I didn't just start off with 9/11. I started with every fucking thing. Guess what? It started for me cutting people's heads off. I was watching people on the internet called bestgore.com. They were getting people's head cut off. And I just saw a video, New World Order. But it kind of got me with wrestling. It started with WCW with Ted Turner and all them. He had WCW back in the day, the South Wrestling. And he had WCW with Hollywood Hogan and Scott Hall and Kevin Nash. All them guys started the NWO. It started from kind of after all the years of being a kid watching wrestling and talking about the New World Order, we here to take over. Then after 2000 and 2008, I said, hold up. I got to put two to two together. Put that, and I started putting Freemasonry together, putting corruption with 9/11 together, putting all these subjects together and putting in one, because this is a cosmic conspiracy, Ron. This ain't earthly. This is a cosmic conspiracy that's going on with us, humans.
Right.
Everybody's the same. Look at color, like, oh, goddamn, we got to do 6 or 7 hour shows on color. What the fuck? Are you fucking stupid that you got to do 6 or 7 hour shows on fucking color? What the fuck have we came to that we got to sit here and debate about color? Color! Oh, my fucking God, somebody's skin color. Then you ain't even, when you born, you don't even have a choice what skin color you're going to be. What the fuck have we become? We're less than humans now. We're not even humans no more. We're fucking scavengers. What the fuck are we going to do, man? Everybody wants to be better. Everybody wants to be fame. Everybody wants to have more than the next person. Everybody wants to have likes on Facebook. Everybody want to have, like, some shows on Blog Talk Radio I went to, Ron. I go try to tell, like, they kind of conspiracy shows. You know, I might throw a little something in the chat room. You know, like a video or something to go watch on YouTube. I get blocked. Blocked for no fucking reason. And I'm putting information out there to see, maybe the host doesn't know this, but I'm putting it out there and the callers and whoever's in the chat room might not know about this. But people on Blog Talk, they'll shut you down because they do not want you to know more than what they know. If you're a conspiracy host and you want to try to be like Alex Jones and Coast to Coast AM, you could try to be that. Mm-hmm. You'll never will be William Cooper or none of them. But this is how they are, and I've been on plenty of conspiracy shows on Blog Talk Radio. I didn't know I have over 70,000 people that listen to me, Ron. 70,000. I said, damn.
Yeah.
But so many shows, they just come out with these shows, and they take it to their head acting like they're big-timers, and they want everybody to know the information from them. They don't want nobody else to get no information but from them. But if somebody comes with a little bit more knowledge, something like that, they get offended and they get intimidated by that. And that's wrong, because truth shouldn't have a call.
I've been kicked out, brother. You know me, man. Well, I go deep. It's real deep. But, you know, I don't care. I don't give a shit. I don't let it bother me. I ain't got a mental issue with this. You know what I mean? I mean, this show here is mellow, mediocre. It gets retarded. It does whatever it wants to do. You know, I let it form itself. That's how it works, you know. That's how I play. I play the same way I did my Perry show, you know. I don't care. I mean, get it out there. Bend it. Talk about it. Fuck, man. Don't beat around the bush and play games with it. That's what you see a lot of that shit. You know, uptight motherfuckers like that, I ain't got no time for them. I just ain't got it.
Yeah, I can't fuck with you. If you was like that, Ron, I probably said something in your chat and you kicked me out. I would have never called into your show ever.
No.
Never.
No, hell no. Because I'm the same way about the radio show, and you came and tell me some shit, Ron. I'm going to bring you online, and I'm going to let you talk for 30 or 45 minutes. Go ahead and tell what's going on, you know? I mean, I like to hear other information from other folks, though. I don't want to be the know-it-all.
Right, of course.
I mean,
nobody knows everything.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we'd like to.
Jordan Maxwell said, if you come across Jordan Maxwell, you ever heard of Jordan Maxwell?
Right. Yeah, I know exactly who it is.
Jordan Maxwell said, if you ever come across somebody that knows everything, run away from him. You do not need to talk to him. Because there's no man that know anything. Jordan Maxwell has been doing this shit for over 50 years, and he's been way in depth than we are, and he even says he still doesn't know it all.
Right.
I mean, that's deep, dog.
Yeah, you don't know. That's the whole thing. You just don't know.
Yeah. We'll never
know
until you die.
Well, yeah, but you're not going to learn anything. Once you die, you don't know nothing no more. You don't can't collect nothing.
Well, you do, Ron. Technically, you do. Your mind goes with you when you die. Your body dies, but your spirit and your mind never die. Everything that you know now, Ron, will go into you into the afterworld. It will. You will still have that. So you might be talking to the spirit. Motherfucker, you can't deceive me. You be trying to tell people in the spirit world what the hell going on. I'm not going with them demons. The fuck out of here.
Yeah.
But that's how deep our mind is. Our mind and our spirit and our soul goes with us when we die.
Hell must be a vacation camp.
Nah, you don't want to go to hell. See, hell is like if you went to hell right now and you in the dark, Ryan, and I run every 15 minutes and bust you in the head with a hammer every 15 minutes, and you feel that, but you don't know where it's coming from because you're in the dark. You just run around in the dark, and you hear screams. I just come around, I hit you in the back of your head every 15 minutes. And you feel that pain now. Your head be hurting, you be bleeding, but you don't die. How would you feel about that, Ron? Some just beating you in the head with a hammer every 15 minutes.
I was hoping for the lake of fire to tell you. That
the lake of fire.
Mm-hmm.
I believe in the Bible, but I don't believe in no lake of fire.
Yeah, lake of fire, man. Fucking right. Go fishing. Catch me some fucking fire bass.
Go fishing for some demons, some souls.
That's what I'm saying.
Eat their spirit and their energy. America was founded off dark energy.
Barb. I'm using a double barb eagle claw hook.
Eagle claw, 33rd degree Mason. Scottish Rice, Albert Pike, Manzini.
Mm-hmm.
You know what else, Ron? Charleston, South Carolina is the first lodge of Scottish Rice. Think about that, too. And that's on the 33rd parallel. There's a movie that was out in the 80s. And there was Lindsey Graham said in 2012, Alex Jones came onto the story. I can't stand Bill Hicks. I would never watch Bill Hicks again because Alex Jones is Bill Hicks.
Mm-hmm.
He was saying it was in 2012. You can look this up because I tell all facts. Well, did I just say all facts? Damn, let me switch that up. I say all.
Don't say it again.
But anyways, Lindsey Graham said that if we don't go to war with Syria or Iran, that Charleston Harbor and New York Harbor could get nuked. And this is the crazy thing about it. Alex Jones came out 4 days afterwards and said that there were some nuclear warheads that were taken from a base, an Air Force base in Dallas, Texas Air Force Base, that these weapons, these warheads were taken without no signature, and they were being sent to Charleston, South Carolina, and some was going up north. So that's kind of bugged out for Lindsey Graham to come out and say that. Then Alex Jones, did Alex Jones make this shit up? Because it's kind of weird that they say they took two or three warheads from Dallas Air Force Base in Texas and sent them to Charleston, South Carolina. The crazy thing is, in this 1984 movie, that there were some terrorists in Charleston Harbor, South Carolina, that had a nuclear weapon. And they were going to detonate this nuclear weapon if everybody didn't come to their demands. If you didn't come to their demands, they were going to detonate this nuclear bomb in South Carolina, Charleston Harbor. It's back in 1983. I forgot the name of the movie. It was a movie with these guys. He had the news reporters all out there. This is just a weird shit because what I'm seeing is that Charleston Harbor will get nuked.
Charleston Harbor will be the first nuclear weapon to go off, and it's going to be the 33rd parallel. And Freemasons already know that. What they built since the beginning of time, that they're going to destroy it at the end of time so they can bring in their new empire. The empire that we see now, they always built this empire for us, but they have an empire that they have written behind the scenes that they're trying to come out with now. But they're going to destroy all their empire and their assets. They're going to lose hundreds and trillions of dollars for this. Well, that's why they haven't done it yet, because they're waiting for the right time to do it. Because right when you do it, you can't turn back. You know, you can't. Once you shoot them nuclear warheads off, you cannot turn them shits back.
Right. Oh, yeah. It just depends. You know, I heard the same exactly what you're talking about. I remember hearing the same thing.
Yeah, nuclear weapons. Come on now. Coming to the warheads to Charleston, South Carolina. And Lindsey Graham said, if we don't go to war with Syria, I think it was Syria, Ukraine, or Iran, one of them. He said, if we don't go to war with them, Charleston Harbor and New York Harbor could get nuked. Say some shit like that. Lindsey Graham, you know Lindsey Graham would say some shit like that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. But I don't know. It's a weird call on it. You know, I don't know if one heard the other one. You know, just to say that Jones could have heard, you know, Graham, and he just carried on with it.
But see, one thing about the secret societies and the shadow governments, they go all off of numbers. They like to do it at the right certain time. These idiots are so... Their heads are so boosted up, Ron. They don't even care about money no more. They care about numerology, symbolism, and trying to hit on this power and all this. They don't give a fuck about money no more. People don't even know that the Rothschilds' net worth, what they did, they had so much fucking money that they had to spread it out to the other family members. But if you put it all together, their net worth is $500 trillion.
Yeah.
$500 trillion.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, they're not hurt for money. Shit. They can pay off the national debt in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
I think the Queen and the Pope can, too.
Yeah.
I think they got
the
money.
And they took that shit. They sat there in the Dark Ages. You know, the Dark Ages went on a long time with the Inquisition. What's that called? I can't even see that word. Where they used to take the Christians or whatever and used to put them on, and torture their asses and shit. What was that called?
The Inquisition.
Yes. That was some hell ass shit. I'm glad I ain't in that damn con, because they said back in that time, if you knew something like me and you, Ron, they would have been killed us. They would have been tortured us, because we had an opinion. Our mind, we was thinking. We was free thinkers. They didn't want free thinkers back in that time. Even if you looked at the moon, you had a telescope, and you was an astronomer, you would get your shit head copped off for that, too. Because we thought the Earth was flat. Everybody, oh, the Earth is flat, and now they come back out like the Earth is flat now, that theory. And it's an Illuminati card game. Go look up Steve Jackson. There's 500 cards of the Illuminati card game. 500. It's like Warcraft. The Warcraft, when you play the little cards and stuff, stuff like that. There's an Illuminati card game named Steve Jackson. He came out with it in 1995. He got the World Trade Center in there. He got the Pentagon. He got so many card games, and it don't make no sense. Like, but a lot of them cards are happening now.
Right.
They can't.
Yeah, exactly.
That's crazy about it.
They're referencing a lot of things in the Bible, too.
Yeah.
You know, they're happening.
People don't believe
in
the Bible, though. I believe in some. I know, Ron, you don't believe in the Bible, but there's some things in the Bible that's telling the damn truth, man. You can't, argue with that shit, man. They say it's man-made. Somebody tell me, oh, it's man-made. Somebody knew that was going to happen. Hey, man, no damn way that person knew it was going to happen.
Right.
I don't want to get in the Bible, though, but no. But there's some things going on that's fucked up, though. And it has to deal with our spiritual. You know, it ain't just all human. Like, people say there is no devil. There ain't no devil. Mm-hmm. We all created the devil in our own self. No, we didn't. The devil is a fucking real being. This motherfucker sits back in his little toupee top hat with a cigar in his mouth with his legs crossed, laughing at us. Look what I do to y'all. I didn't even force y'all to do anything. I just put my influences out there, and you do it. There's real beings out this motherfucker, man. It's not just here on Earth. We ain't the special people. Everybody think we special. We're not special. There's many Earths out there. Mars was Earth at one time. Mm-hmm. We're not special. Okay. But you know why? God got the prime creator, whatever you want to call him, he got something special for this Earth. We're not special, but he got something special for us. And we're going to see it here. And when they say Project Blue Beam, and when this shit happens, you start seeing UFOs, Ron, you might see some grays in the woods. You'll be scared, Ron, if you see some grays. You don't want to see no grays. Real talk, though. You don't want to see them.
I've seen a bunch of them down in Florida. I've seen a bunch of grays in Florida. You know?
Oh, well, maybe I'm retired from the military. Maybe I was in the shadow government. Maybe I was in the shadow spec ops. Maybe I got some spec ops under me, but this is shadow. I deal with the paranormal division.
Yep, as long as it pays.
Y'all wouldn't believe it. You know, if I was with the government for real, y'all wouldn't believe that shit. My government colleagues will laugh. Like, man, they don't believe that shit. That's what they told me to tell. Because no one's going to believe what I'm telling. Maybe I am retired from the military, but it's not the military that we see and get you joined. You can't just join this military. You got to have family members in it. You got to have some type of knowledge in it. And you got to have some type of heart for it. It ain't no just anybody can join this, Ron. Maybe there's some soldiers out here that are fighting against the shadow government. That was part of the shadow government at one time. But when these guys was part of the shadow government, they were deceived. They didn't know the truth. And so now these soldiers know the truth now, and they're ready to go against the shadow government and everything extraterrestrial, everything that has to do with it. We sitting there worrying about the government of what we see now, but we're not worrying about the government we don't see, the shadow government that's underground. Not the underground bases that are in America. There's over almost probably 240 underground bases, cities now. These are underground cities.
Oh, yeah.
Luxury now, Ron, you go down, you be like, God damn, Mike, this shit is nice. I like this shit. I don't want to go back to the surface. You know? Oh, like, we're fucked up. This shit is nice.
I read all of your lyrics. You read all of them.
I can read them.
Sorry about that. Hey, computers.
Damn, Ron, I thought you were
right. Yeah, I could dig under the world, you know what I'm saying? Think about you're in your own fucking tomb, but you're alive.
That's what they do. It's probably like...
Yeah! Bunkers, man.
You know how deep these bunkers are, Ron? You know how deep
they
are?
Real deep.
Probably 2 to 3 miles deep. Four miles deep. And what they do is they use maglevs. They got a train system that can go from train tunnels, where they can go from the west coast to the east coast.
This is all rock. There's all kinds of big tunnels on this motherfucker.
Oh, yeah, because the Air Force, used nuclear tunnel boring machines. They were nuclear. And what they did, it melted the rock. And when it melted the rock and when it was going through the rocks and making a tunnel, it made a lining, like a little, I forgot the lining that it called. It was real smooth as it went through the tunnel behind the machine. It was in a lining, like, damn. And it would eat this rock up like in a 12-hour shift. In a 12-hour shift, it would probably do a mile and a half, almost 2 miles in 12 hours. That's how fast it would come. You didn't have to get rid of none of the rocks. The rocks melted.
Right.
Machine even used the rocks for fuel. So there was no way that we had to take a conveyor belt and take all this rock up. There's a way to get rid of it. They didn't have to use that no more.
Mm-hmm.
United States Air Force is doing this. And they've been doing this since the 50s. And it's 2015. They got a place called the Anthill. The Anthill, I think it's in West Virginia, or it's in Southern California. They call it the Anthill, and it's kind of like our main hub for the underground folks, you know. Just underground people who grew up underground now. They don't know about the surface. They think the underground is what it all is. This is what life is about. Because you know the people are not going to tell them, well, we got humans that's on top of the surface. You know, you're going to think, well, I'm on a planet. I'm just born. I don't know where I'm at. You know, you're going to take and learn from what people you know.
Mm-hmm.
People that born since the 50s underground, and now they're probably 40 now with kids of their own, did not know that there's a surface humans. They lied to them and told them that the planet on top has been destroyed. They lied and told these kids this, that were born in the underground surfaces. This is the crazy thing about it, that they lied to us the whole fucking time. And there's cities that under major cities. And there's a size of major cities. Like, you take Detroit. Take the whole entire Detroit or L.A. or Atlanta, New York, some of the places. That's how big it is underground. That's kind of, it's kind of strange to say that to people who don't have a mind frame to know about that type of stuff. It's, right. It's kind of hard to digest that, you know? Like, come on, man, you must be crazy, man. What you doing, watching movies? You smoking too much dope?
Yeah,
the hell
you watch too much YouTube. Oh, fuck that. You watch too much YouTube, motherfucker.
Yeah, I watch too much YouTube. And maybe I'm an ex-military pirate. Maybe I'm ex-military shadow government. But you know what a person say? If you in a shadow, if I'm in a shadow government, why haven't they come and take me away yet? Who is really listening to me? I mean,
exactly.
I'm not like Alex Jones. You know, I ain't got 2 million, 3 million people that's really listening to me and taking this to heed. So they're not going to care what I say. But if I start building up and getting followers, or whoever, then maybe they might start questioning my motives.
Well, sure, you draw attention. That's the thing. They will know where to get tricked by that. They want in on it.
Yeah.
Always.
Money. They probably want to kill me.
Mm-hmm. They want in on the action. You got to pay to play. That's where the game's played.
Nah, fuck that.
You know? Fuck, man.
I ain't going to keep my mouth shut because I don't give a fuck. I do not give a fuck. If they take me out, I got some information hidden somewhere in a fort somewhere. With a computer hard drive, it's three or four people can find it. And I already got these four people that are going to find it, and they already know the location. And I'm already telling myself now, telling them what is going on. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
It can be. It might. These hard drives might be in Missouri, might be in Chicago, might be in Canada,
mm-hmm.
might be in Nebraska, might be in North Dakota, might be in Oregon, California, might be all the way. There was a guy who did that. I forgot his name. Not William Cooper. Another friend. I think his name is Mr. X or something. He was talking about underground bases that are in New Mexico. It's called Dulce Air Force Base. It's a Dulce underground base. And what this base is for genetics. It's for genetic manipulations.
Right.
What they do, they take human DNA and take other animal DNA and try to mix it in.
Damn.
The funny thing is about it, that these beings, the people who do this, humans and beings, that they don't give a fuck about God. They don't care about the human race. There's a level called Nightmare Hall. It's level 7. And when you go down to Nightmare Hall, you'll find rats with human faces. You'll find dogs with human faces. You'll find a human body, a human half body with a dog body. You know, you'll find all these type of shit. And they're all down in these cages, and these cages goes miles and miles, 2 to 3 miles long. You'll be like, God damn. Different intersections. You'd be like, what the fuck, dog? Real talk, Ron. This is how big these bases are now. You'd be like, God dang. You'll come back and tell everybody, and nobody will believe you, Ron. If I take you right now to a base, nobody will believe you, Ron.
They fuck with all kinds of shit. They mix up all kinds of shit, try to make it happen. They try to play fucking God. You know what I'm saying? These motherfuckers, they're way the fuck out, whacked out. You know, fucking... like when they started cloning shit. Remember that? They started cloning sheep and fucking. They think they hit Russia. They cloned two humans or some shit. It was all fucked up. I said, God.
Because with all this cloning, they started because they've been cloning humans. You know, they've been doing stuff like that. Most of our politicians are probably fucking clones any damn way. Them fucking bastards. But their technology is way advancing us anyways. I mean, if you go back to history, you go back to Germany, and you look at the Third Reich, and you look at Hitler, and you look at Heinrich Hitler, and there's some other guys that were not even named in a lot of history books that were more higher than Hitler and Heinrich Hitler and all of them, that it was called the Thule Society. You had the Thule Society, and you remember, Ron, you heard it before, it's called the Bell. It was kind of like a hyper-dimensional bell. It used to float off the ground and stuff, and it can kind of manipulate different parallel dimensions. It's probably a little too deep. Hitler and them never lost the war. They won the fucking war. America didn't tell us that. Americans don't know what the fuck is going on because nobody wants to learn it. It's right there to learn it. We lost the war. Well, we kind of won the war and we lost it at the same time, but America did a deal with Hitler. They told Hitler, we know about the extraterrestrial grace that y'all been beating because we had one too in 1947 in Roswell. So we know about the extraterrestrial grace. We know y'all have technology, but what we're going to do is that we're going to call it even. You can go and do your thing, Hitler. Go ahead, leave. We'll cover you up. Do your thing. Well, we want your 250,000 scientists. Give us Werner von Braun and all them guys and Paperclip and bring them over here. We'll take them. You can go and go on your way, Hitler. And Hitler did that. Americans not knowing, the American government want to be so fucking smart not knowing that back in the 30s and early 20s and close to probably the 1900s that Germany already had a fucking base on the moon there. They was building on the dark side of the moon. We went to the moon. I don't want to hear that bullshit conspiracy talking about we never went to the moon. We did went to the moon. That conspiracy that's out right now is a disinfo conspiracy to get you off the path of what's really on the moon. Because there's some shit on the fucking moon that these astronauts, Armstrong, and there's like four or five of them, they saw a spacecraft. They had recordings of that shit, man. They said when he went around on the dark side of the moon to come back around and head back to Earth after they left Apollo, I think it was Apollo 11, when they left, they heard some, like, music, kind of like ringing coming from the moon. They were like, what the hell is this shit? Who was on? It was the Nazis and there was other alien extraterrestrial species that were on the moon and they kicked their asses off and told you you cannot come back here. Russia, China, America, Germany. Well, Germany got the. Germany is still there. See, they. I don't know what happened. They like Germany, I guess. Fuck it. They like them. Maybe Germany has some bloodline that goes back to some of these beings. These ain't the heavy. We're getting a little too deep. But these ain't the hierarchy beings that. These are just kind of like a subdivision that's out here to watch. The moon is really like an outpost. Outpost to watch the earth. You know, like when you're in prison, you got the guards up there, like in top of the thing, in the pods, and he's watching everybody. That's how kind of the moon is. So these beings have been around since the beginning of the time. It's kind of crazy that how can the government cover up all these videos that's coming out with UFO sightings? I understand that some of these videos are fake. There's a way to tell if these videos are fake. But there are some videos that's kind of hard to tell that is fake. You'd be like, come on now. Something's going on. And it ain't human, and it's paranormal. And now that they're opening up CERN, and CERN is about to go, they said they're about to go to 13 teravolts. They've got to go to 1,000 teravolts. They already opened up kind of a little black hole. It wasn't too big. It was probably just small. It was small as a dime. That's how big the black hole was, small as a penny. That's how the hole opened up, and they shut it down. When that happened, they shut it down real quick. And they was like, wow, we can go a little farther. But there's an conspiracy that back in 2010 that when they turned it on, they went a little too deep and giants started manifesting. Giants. Yeah, I said it, giants. That was probably 12 to 15 feet tall. Giants. Or manifesting, coming through this wormhole, portal, whatever you want to call it. That's just a conspiracy. I don't know how true it is, but if you really think about it, it might be true. Because the planes that we're on now facing, is a thing that we're going to think it's a nightmare. We're going to think it's a dream, American. America's going to get hit first. We'll get hit first. People are going to be looking for somebody to blame. What's the point of looking for somebody else to blame? We need to look at ourselves in the mirror. And we need to blame ourselves. Because we caused this problem on ourselves. Nobody else. No damn color or nothing causes this damn problem. Everybody calls this shit on ourselves. Every culture.
no matter who you are. You can't sit there and say this and that. Don't fuck everybody. It's wrong. And they know this. They look at us as cattle, man. Imagine you having another species, like how we have, like, ant houses. You know, you get a little ants, you put them in that little container and stuff, you look at it, or you have certain things. Like, we're so godly-like. Like, we're this and that. They look at us like the ants inside of that container. We ain't shit. The solar system is so fucking big in space. Once we leave this galaxy and go to the next galaxy, it takes over 10 light years to get to the next galaxy. And you don't even see planet Earth no more. We're like a speck on a microscope. We ain't shit, but we always blew up to be trying to act like shit, but that's what they created us to make us think. Oh, let them have it all. Give them everything, entertainment, give them all this pussy, drugs, alcohol, go to clubs, do what the fuck I want. I could be a musician, a superstar. I'm famous for doing music. I'm this and that or whatever. So what they do is give you all the entertainment so you won't question anything because you're having so much fun that why would you need to question anything? That's crazy, man. It's crazy, and people think that way. Look at all the internet shit. I gotta take a selfie. I'm gonna take a selfie. You know that Axe spray? You ever heard? Y'all heard the Axe spray? You know, you spray it on you. I'm gonna do that with my camera, and I'm gonna just spray myself with pictures. Spray myself. Just taking pictures. Because everybody's about self. It even got worse. There's no families no more. Family structure is gone. Where's all the families and fathers and mothers taking care of their children, raising them to be something? They being nothing, none of them. If you look at the protocols of Zion, the 21 protocols, number 12 protocol is that you just to take down a nation, you destroy the family structure first. But it's going to take some time. They started destroying the family structure in the 1950s, 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s. And some of the 90s. That's almost 50 damn years destroyed the family structure. And look what we have now in 2015. Nobody's no family, nothing. Everybody's got different baby mamas, baby daddies. Everybody doing something, sleeping around, don't give a fuck, ain't getting married, and none of that. That's a show of a sign. Hello, I'm still on? Hello? Hello? Okay, I'm still there. I hear something. But, yeah, man, that's the crazy thing about it, man. I mean, Ron, we got everybody that's listening. We got to think about ourselves, man. We got to think, really think hard, deep down, and look ourselves in the mirror, man. We really have to, man. There's no more excuses no more. There's no more talking. There's no more having shows and trying to tell people. It's time to make moves, you know? We could talk 10, 20 damn years. Their plan is being succeeded. Do most people know that 1 year in our time and 1 year in the military scientific field, that it's almost, I think, like 40 years each year for us is 40 years for them? So imagine if they started that in the 1950s, how many years that the government military scientific field is now way advanced than us? I think 1 year for us is like 40 years for them. That's a lot of years now since 1950. God damn. They want us to fight. They want a race war. I can talk about this shit all goddamn night, man. I've been doing this shit for over 10 years talking about this shit, getting in depth. I'm like, fuck that. I feel like motherfucker got to know this shit. I'm going to get tired of talking about this shit. But some deep down inside tell me to keep talking about it. Don't stop. I don't give a damn. There's only one person on the line named Ron. Ain't got to be no more callers. Fuck it. Somebody's going to hear this shit. I don't give a damn. It's one person. We need to wake the fuck up.
people think Obama ain't playing no game. Obama's just going to get out of the chair and this and that. No, he's not. Obama was bred and built for the New World Order. All the Henry Kissinger said Obama in 2008 said, yeah, Obama's good for the New World Order. Oprah said Obama's the Messiah. How many times have people been saying this about Obama? People forgot about that shit? Think Obama's just some ordinary president? Let's hope that it doesn't happen. Because if it does, it's going to be all hell break loose. And it might, if he doesn't get back in the chair, Hillary Clinton will come and do it. Jeb Bush do it. It ain't going to be no Donald Trump or nobody else's name. It's going to be a Bush or it's going to be a Hillary. So you got Obama, Bush, or Hillary. Out of them three are going to win again. Well, not win. Somebody, Obama will take it, strong arm y'all motherfuckers, and smack y'all in the damn face. What y'all going to do? Come down your street every day, you see a Humvee with a bullhorn telling y'all what to do. You better be in the house, Ron, at 6 a.m., 6 p.m. You better be in the house. If you don't, you're warned once, and you'll be shot on sight. Telling all y'all Americans that not to leave the damn house. What you gonna do? I'm big and bad. I'm gonna guard this motherfucking door. Man, fuck them damn cops. These ain't fucking cops. These are soldiers, the United Nations. These motherfuckers don't give a fuck about shooting y'all puny ass Americans. Give a fuck. The fuck what do we got to really say that we doing something? We got nothing. Because we never had nothing. Because it's been taken from us, white and black. Motherfuckers know the truth. You don't give a fuck about them. Dude, just wake up, y'all. Ron, you sleep? Oh, shit. Guess I'm talking to myself. Let me see if everybody's asleep. Chat room. Ron, you sleep? Testing 1, 2, 1, 2. Well, I guess I'll play a song for y'all, man, until Ron gets back. We don't need dead air. Live radio. Straight Hood Entertainment. Why sleep, man? Americans want to sleep. I say let them sleep.
game that I hate to lose. And I'm feeling strange. Ain't it a shame? Oh, I'm in the beat, free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll and get away. I'm counting on you to carry me through.